Yeah, with the holidays, I wanted this week, the message is your Christmas gift. Your Christmas gift. God has given you a Christmas gift, but do you understand what it is? Now, we'll go to a verse here. It's in John chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. Yeah, this is a good thing. So here, it's saying God gave his only begotten Son. Do we know who that is? Jesus. We know that. We got this down. And it says that if we, you know, when we receive him, that we have everlasting life. If we believe in him, we have everlasting life. And so this is the gift that God has given to us. Now, I want to clear up a few things as we're talking and clarify a few things as well, so we really understand about this gift that God has given us. Because sometimes there is stuff creeping in from the world that's telling us this gift is something different than it is. So I really want to clarify what this gift is. Because we know the gift is Jesus. That's what God gave, right? And it says that right there in John 3:16, which a lot of you know that very well. Maybe off by heart. If you eat a lot at In-N-Out Burgers, you'll even see it on the cups and you'll read it there too. So, you know, it's very well known. But this is the gift that God has given us. And we know that this is what the gift that God is giving us for Christmas is. That's your gift. But let's talk a little bit more about that. Because quite often when I'm talking to people about God, I can be talking to them and we're having a good conversation and then I'll say Jesus and they're like, whoa, hey, you're getting into religion now. And that's one of the things. Is Jesus religion? Is Jesus religious? I think if you were to ask Jesus today, if you were to say, Jesus, you know, are you religious? I think he'd say, no, I'm more spiritual. You know, I believe in God, but I'm really spiritual. He wouldn't say he's religious. And in fact, when we see Jesus, when he was, you know, walking on the earth, he was really against the religious establishment. He continually was challenging their beliefs. They were continually challenging what he was saying. They were at odds, you know. If he was religious, the religious establishment would not have had such a problem with him. They would have gone along with him and everything would have been fine. But he was talking about something else. Because religion is very cold. Religion is very hard. Religion is very legal-minded, legalistic, you know. And as a result of it, it puts restraints on people. And it puts them into these boxes and it holds them. And it prevents them from being their true self. It prevents them from really living the life that God created for them. Now, yes, people took the information that Jesus shared, and some of them made, the religious-minded ones, made a religion out of it. But that's not what God was giving. God wasn't giving you a religion. That's not what God, because remember, God came down, he incarnated in a body to come to the earth, to walk on the earth, not to give you a religion. Say amen to that. In fact, he came because he wanted to free you from a religion. Amen. He wanted to free you from the restraints that were holding you and binding you. And that's why Jesus continually was challenging these guys of the religious establishment. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were always banging heads with Jesus. And I don't know how many times Jesus called them hypocrites. Because they had all these laws that they were banging over the people. And they were trying to keep the people imprisoned with this religion. And he was trying to set them free, trying to let them go. And so continually they were coming up and they were questioning, why are your disciples not washing your hands the way they're supposed to be? Why are they eating, you know, picking food on the Sabbath day? Why are you healing on the Sabbath day? And yet Jesus was there to free the people, to free them up from the religious establishment, any religion. And I don't care what name it is, what name it's called. What religion does is it binds and shackles the people so they cannot be their true self. It actually holds them and imprisons them, and it creates division. Because now we have division between one religion and another religion, one denomination and another denomination. And God wanted to come down on the earth and walk and create unity. He wanted to unify us and bring us together in love. And that's what Jesus does. Jesus, you know, because religion divides us, but Jesus is loving and warm and gentle, and he frees the individual. Jesus frees the individual. And Jesus is personal, and he treats all of you uniquely. So the same way that religion treats us as a cookie cutter, that everybody has to fit into the same mold, now God treats you as an individual when you receive Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, say amen to that. That means now the unique gifts and abilities that God has put into your life, the plan that God has set for you, which is a unique plan, nobody else can walk that plan, is now open for you to live. It's open for you to walk in that way. So we got to know that, yes, the world is trying to get us back into the box by saying Jesus is religious, but Jesus is not religious. In fact, Jesus is freeing us from the religions of the world. He is setting us free so that we can walk in that unique path, in that loving way. This is God incarnated. He has come down in the body to be personal with, to have a personal relationship with us. So he is not religious. He is relationship oriented. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to walk with you and love you and lead you in a unique way. Because each of you is unique. Say amen to that. And that's what God is giving. So this is the gift of God. Freedom is the gift of God. Let me read a verse here. And this is about freedom and freeing, being free. And this is Jesus speaking. He reads this. He pulls this out in the synagogue. This is from the book of Isaiah. And here he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." Liberty to free them. To set them free from whatever is afflicting them. If they're blind, they'll be healed. You know, if they're poor, they will be liberated from that, so they will be rich. If they're sick, you know, they'll have that healing. You know, this is what he is trying to give us. This is what he has given us, I should say. That's the correct way to say that, because he has given it. So we don't want to get caught up in the misunderstandings. We want to know the truth. And the truth is that you are set free. This is one of the gifts, your Christmas gifts. This is one of your Christmas gifts, is that you are free. You are free from the sickness. You are free from the falsity. You are free from all of that stuff. Now, another misconception that we should address or touch on before we go too much farther, because we read this right here. Let me read John 3:16 again. Because there is some confusion sometimes sneaks in when we're reading this that will also create a separation from what God created for us. And here it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And one of the things that can be misunderstood here is where it says, his only begotten Son. So we start to think, well, Jesus is the only Son of God, meaning that he is above us or on a different level with us because he is God's child. And the rest of us, we're just down here. We're nobodies. We're on a lower level. And as a result of that, we have a separation between where God wants to take us and what God is doing with us. And so let's take a look here. So it says only begotten Son. When it says only begotten Son, it's talking about Jesus, but now we start to get confused. But let's go down to another verse. This is in Colossians 1:18. In Colossians 18, it's Paul writing, and he says, he's talking about Jesus, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. Now here he is talking, they're referring to Jesus as the firstborn. Now, in the beginning, when Jesus first came down and walked on the earth, he was the only begotten Son. There was only one of him. But after he opened the way, after he fulfilled the laws, after he conquered the darkness, after he had done all these things and now the door was open, he was the first The firstborn. See what it says there in Colossians. The firstborn from the dead. They wouldn't call Jesus the firstborn if he was the only one. If you say first, then you've got to assume there's a second. And there's a third. Right? At least a second. And you are the second. See, Jesus was the firstborn, but now you are the secondborn. You're born of God.
Amen.
When you have that rebirth, when you receive Jesus into your heart, now you are born again.
Amen.
And yes, the first time you were born into your family, but the second time when you're born again, now you're born into the family of God. Say amen to that. So let's get that clear, that yes, it says here that he was the only begotten son, and that was true in the beginning. But once the way is open, he's not the only one anymore. Now you are children of God.
Amen.
Now you are the children of God. Receive that. You are sons and daughters of God, just like Jesus. You are the same as Jesus. So we don't put Jesus up here saying, well, he's the only one. He was the only one, but then he opened the way that now we could all step in and come into the family of God. You are now part of the family of God. You have been adopted into God's family. And we can read about that right here. Here it is. Ephesians 1:5, it says, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We are God's family now. We are members of God's family. This is your Christmas gift right here, that you are now a member of God's family. Amen to that? And as family members, you're now heirs. You're co-heirs with Christ, which means now there's an inheritance waiting for you. An inheritance that's been laid up for you, predestined for you, that's been put aside for you. And it is the inheritance of everything that God has for his children.
Amen.
Amen. And that's given to you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So this is one of the great things. This is our Christmas gift. What's your Christmas gift? You're a member of God's family. You've got an inheritance that's laid up for you. You are a co-heir with Christ. He's not up there being the only begotten anymore. Now he's right here. You're with him. You've been taken up there with him. You guys are together, side by side. You're one and the same. Because you've been reborn. Now, you are now members of God's family. Say amen to that. So we are children of God. Now, as children of God, we are heirs. And as I said, when we're heirs, that means there's an inheritance that's laid up for us. So what's the gift of Christmas? What is the Christmas gift that God has given to us? Freedom. We talked about that, right? And we're also members of his family, meaning now there is an inheritance for us. So there's more, though. There's like benefits that come as a result of being a member of God's family. There are benefits that come as a result of that. And this is what we want to get a hold of. This is what you want to grab a hold of and know, that I am a child of God. I am the same as Jesus. I have an inheritance waiting for me. God has predestined it. He has laid it up, and it's waiting for me now. So we now know that those benefits are there waiting for us. And we want to see that very, very clearly, that we have these Christmas gifts. Christmas is coming, people.
Yes.
You know, God didn't give us the ratty old pair of socks or the weird aunt sweater, you know, that one that was knitted that we just don't know where to wear it. When I was a kid, I'd always get that. You know, I was hoping for some really cool toys. And then there was this one aunt who would send me the weird sweater, the knitted kind of sweater that wasn't cool, the kind of sweater that if you wore it to school, you'd get beat up. You know, that sweater, every year I'd get one of those and I'd be like, oh man. And I know my mom said to be grateful. She said, come on, Ted, you got to be grateful for whatever you got. But I got to be honest with you, I wasn't very grateful for that. I honestly wasn't, you know. But see, God is good and God is love. He's not going to give you a gift that you don't want. Say amen to that.
Amen.
He's not going to give you a gift that you're not going to love. He's not going to give you a gift that you think is crappy. He's given you a really, really, really good gift.
Amen.
Amen. He is giving you the desire of your heart, the thing that you want the most, that your soul has yearned for and desired, and that's what He is giving. And He is giving you freedom.
Amen.
And He is adopting you. You're becoming part of His family. I talked about last week that you can be grafted in, that He'll break off the branch from one tree and He'll graft it into another tree, meaning now your roots are in God, your roots are in the kingdom of God, and you're part of His family now. And that's what we get through Jesus. So yeah, we know the gift is Jesus, but now we start to understand, what does that gift exactly mean? That gift is not religion. That gift is not something, you know, it's not that old sweater. That's religion. No. Our gift is great. It's that inheritance. It's being that family member, the member of God. So what are the benefits? We're blessed.
Amen.
We're blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Already. Say already.
Already.
Already blessed and highly favored. The minute you invited Jesus to come into your heart, you received the blessing.
Amen.
You already got it. Say amen. So already blessed. Already blessed. Because sometimes we're thinking that our blessing is out there in the future. That our blessing is tomorrow. Well, I didn't get my blessing today, but maybe tomorrow I'll get my blessing. Okay, I didn't get my blessing in 2014, but the good news is 2015 is right around the corner, and then I'll get my blessing. But we got to know that God is a God of the now.
Amen.
And that God has already fulfilled the promises. He has already given you the Christmas gift.
Amen.
It's already been given to you. And when you receive Jesus into your heart, then you already have the blessing.
Amen.
Already have it. So you already are blessed. And you're already, say already.
Already.
You're already healed. You're already healed because He said, by His stripes we are healed. Isaiah was talking about Jesus and He said, by those stripes we are healed. That means we already have the healing. Say already.
Already.
You already have the blessing. You already have the healing. That means no sickness can come against you. No disease, no matter what it's called, no matter what they've named it. And trust me, the doctors are coming up with new diagnoses and new names all the time. And that's good because they have new drugs that'll fit those diagnoses. But the good news is we already have the healing. We are already healed when we receive it. Say amen.
Amen.
And we're already rich. Say already.
Already.
You're already rich. You're already rich. Let me read something here in case you're going, well, Ted, I look at my bank account. It looks kind of low, Ted. What are you talking about? But let me read something here. Here it says in 1 Corinthians 4:8, you are already full.
Amen.
Full of what? Full of the Spirit of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You're already full. Full of what? Full of the blessing of God and the favor of God. And then he goes on to say, you are already rich.
Amen.
You're already rich. Now he was writing this to the Corinthians, but he was writing that because they had already received Jesus, meaning he just as easily could have wrote it about you. You are already rich.
Amen.
Already. Already. This is the gift. This is your Christmas gift, that you're already been made rich. So you're already healed. You're already blessed and highly favored. You're already rich. You already have all the gifts and blessings of God that He has poured out and given to you. It's already there. Say, already.
Already.
Right?
Amen.
So as we start to understand that this is the Christmas gift, this is our Christmas gift, that it has already been given. Now we can start to walk by faith, speak by faith. That means using the words of truth, which are the words of the Spirit, which are the words that Jesus spoke, that when we say those same words and we understand that I already have the riches, that means that the riches, if you don't see them in your bank account yet, that means they're already laid up and they're waiting for you. There's some area that God has put them, and he's been trying to show you. Remember, he said he was going to, those that are blind, they're going to see. He's trying to show you where the riches are. The riches are already in your life.
Amen.
Now, start to think about, where are they? Now, you can look in the physical and try to find them and see where he's put them, or you can ask God to now begin to lead you by the Spirit. Lead me to where that is. The wealth is already laid up, and you just have to hear the Spirit and follow, and you'll be led right into that area of your life where the riches are waiting for you, because he already gave them. You already have them. If it's healing that you need, no matter for what condition, no matter what the diagnosis was, no matter what the x-ray or the MRI said, if it's healing that you're waiting for, you got to know you already have the healing. And again, by walking by faith, being led by the Spirit, that healing is already there in your life. It's already been given. And that now when you begin to understand, I already have the healing. Now you let the Spirit of God start to lead you to where that healing is, to lead you towards that healing. And God will begin to lead you in your life, and you'll receive that healing. He's already given it, but then you'll receive it, and then you'll have it. Say amen to this.
Amen.
So it's already waiting. And I'm talking to every one of you. I'm not leaving any of you out. You're all sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
You are all highly favored and blessed.
Amen.
You are already blessed.
Amen.
You are already rich. You are already healed. And you have already received your Christmas gift.
Amen.
You have already received it. So we're starting to understand now what the gift is that God has given. There is nothing that you're going to be lacking. He has not given you a gift of lack. He has given you a gift of abundance.
Amen.
He has not given you a gift of sickness. He has given you a gift of health.
Amen.
You know, he's not going to give you crappy Christmas gifts. He's given you good ones. And through Jesus, who was, when he first came, the only begotten, but then through the work he did, he became the firstborn, and you became the secondborn. Now you have stepped into the family of God, and you have received the gifts of God. This is your Christmas gift. This is your Christmas gift. And now, as you walk in your life, you can walk by sight, which is walking by the physical way or the way of the world, looking and scrounging and trying to act like the people of the world to get what you want. Or you can walk by faith. Walking by faith, you already walk with the knowing in your heart. I hope you're starting to feel it. Can you start to feel the Spirit's moving already and telling you that you're already rich? Can you start to feel the Spirit moving in your heart and telling you, man, I'm already healthy. Wow, I've got incredible strength, incredible health. I've got it already. I can feel it. Can you start to feel that it's already there? As you start to feel it, you know that's my Christmas gift. I'm already a member of God's family. I'm already adopted in. I already have an inheritance of God. Can you feel that? Can you start to feel that? Because if you're starting to feel it, that means you're starting to believe it. And that's faith. Now you're not walking by sight, looking at what you don't have in the world. You're now starting to walk by faith, meaning you're already believing and you're already feeling, yes, I've got this. Yes, God's already given me my Christmas gift. Yes, I've already got the Spirit of God on the inside. Yes, I've already got it. And now I'm going to start to speak like I'm already rich.
Amen.
Now I'm going to start to walk like I'm already healed. How many times did Jesus heal a cripple and he said, stand up and walk? Now at that point, they thought they were crippled. But he's not telling them, oh, we need to help you up. He says, get up and walk. Why? Because they already have to believe I'm already healed. and now they stand up and they move forward. When you start to walk by faith, you already know that you're healed. You already know that you're blessed. You already know that you're highly favored. You already know that you're rich. And as you walk in that, now you receive it. Now it manifests in your life so you can actually see it. Because I'm not talking about fairy tales and fantasies. I'm not saying that you're going to be living in an imaginary world, believing, walking around going, oh man, I'm rich. And you're walking around with holes in your pants and thinking, oh, I'm rich. No, I'm talking about that as you walk by faith, the Spirit leading you, that now you receive what God has given. God has, this is your Christmas gift that God has already given you. And you just need to walk by faith and take it so that you have it, so that it manifests in your life. And now you will see what God has given, because you will have it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, listen to what it says. This is to stretch your mind a little bit further. Because I'm doing my best to try to show you what God has given, what the gift of God has given. But man, it's kind of hard for me to stretch your mind. So listen to what Paul writes here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. We can't conceive even what God has prepared for us. It's so incredible. For those of you that love God, your ears can't hear it, your eyes can't see it, your heart can't even believe it, because it's so amazing. It is so amazing what God has prepared for you. And it's already been given to you. Say already.
Already.
And all we got to do now is believe it. Have faith. Believe it. Start to walk in that. Don't let a word come out of your mouth that says, I'm broke. Because that's a lie. That's a lie. Doesn't matter what your bank account says. If you say that, you're lying. Because God has already given you the riches. Don't let a word come out of your mouth saying, I don't feel so well, I think I'm sick. Why? Because that's a lie. God has already given the health, meaning you begin to walk now by faith. Don't worry about the symptoms, start to walk by faith. And as you walk by faith, you start to receive it. Don't say, I think somebody has cursed me because everywhere I go I have problems. No, you're already blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
That means you already have preferential treatment.
Amen.
Amen. This is the gift of God. This is the gift that God has given you. And in this week, as we move forward towards Christmas, you're going to hear a lot of messages. You're going to hear people saying, Jesus, oh, that's religious. No, you know that's not true. You know that he's not religion at all. You know that he has come to free you from that, to set you free so that you're not locked up and enchained by it. You know what the true gift now is that God is giving. He is adopting you into his family so you can become heirs, so you can be blessed, so you can be highly favored, so you can have the goodness of God in all ways, so you can be filled with his love. This is what you have already.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.